listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right, welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored. And we have a special guest, our first guest today, Megan Yarko. We're so happy you're here. Well,
thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I know. Emily and I were kind of stressed about it because this is our first guest and we didn't want to screw it up. We need someone that we know we can trust and is not going to judge us and be like super cool and open. So that's why we picked you. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the goalie aspect of hockey because you were goalie. All the things.
Oh, yes. Well, we try to.
That's right. You're learning as you go.
Yes.
We're so happy. We've talked a little bit about goalie stuff on here, but we don't know anything about being a goalie mom or being a goalie. I think, has Chip ever played goalie?
Not in hockey. He has a couple times in lacrosse.
Okay.
And it was not the life for me. I'm glad that didn't stick.
Yeah. Danny tried to cross over to lacrosse, and it's totally different. He decided that was not his jam
not
either.
His thing.
Yeah.
I guess I would think that they would be similar, but they're not.
They're not, no.
Is the goal
bigger?
Yeah,
the movements are pretty different.
Okay. It's like the way like his body is and the way he holds a stick. You know, it's just completely – and he was trying to do hockey goalie's moves compared to – lacrosse goalie moves.
Gotcha.
And
just didn't transition. Stealth has never showed any interest in playing goalie, which is fine. He's kind of small. I don't think he would pay attention enough. Like, I just don't think the goalie, like you said, goalie life is not for him.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, I guess for starters, just tell us a little bit about your background in hockey, where you're from.
Okay.
Did you play hockey growing up? Did you watch hockey? That sort of thing.
So, we are originally from Southern Illinois, just like the Springfield area, just south of that. Danny was actually born near St. Louis in Belleville, Illinois. And so he started skating at 3. He got into hockey because I played hockey. I played for the Springfield Lady Kings. It's the weirdest
Love
name.
Lady
Kings.
Queens.
Yes,
okay.
I know, right? That's what we always said. And so I started when I was 13. I had skated before.
Okay.
And then played until I was 18. And so, and that's it. So I was also a goalie. And when, we were kind of figuring out like what type of sports we were going to get him into. And my husband played football. He was like, no, we need to do hockey. And so he started skating around 3. And that's kind of, tried to push him towards a player because, I knew all the, aspects of being a goalie and, not just the expense, but, the mental aspect and things like that. And didn't necessarily want that for him, but apparently that just is genetic. I don't know.
He's predestined.
And we tried when we moved here in 22, and he started playing, he was player, and that's but it was pretty much right away. It was like, well, when can I start goalie? And I'm I didn't know that was a choice.
When you moved to Alabama, was finding a rink important?
Yes. So that was we were looking around, and that's something that he really enjoyed. And so when my husband's job was in Birmingham, we looked to see if there was any hockey in the area. And that's when, we decided that we were going to kind of look around, south of Birmingham because of the rink here.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well, because I think that would have been really sad. Coming from Illinois, I'm sure there's a lot of rinks and it's a lot more opportunity to play hockey up there. But then to move here and, like you said, have your kid into a certain sport, and then there not be a rink. And it's lucky that you moved to Birmingham and we're in this area because imagine if you'd moved somewhere else, it would have been harder.
Yes. And that's what, we just... where we lived before, we were about 40 minutes from the rink. And it was just you're driving an hour
because
you have to get there early, and things like that. And so it is. And that's so we just decided, trying to find something that was only about 20, 30 minutes away.
You're spoiled
tops.
Now.
I know, right?
You can never move.
Exactly. So you actually ended up closer to the rink in Alabama than you did.
It was. Exactly.
That's kind of funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, like, when you were growing up, was the rink close, like, in Springville, is that what you said?
Springfield.
Springfield, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. No, it was on, like, the north side of Springfield, so, like, if you're going towards Chicago. And okay. So, yeah, the, I mean, we still drove about 35, 40 minutes. Wow. And so, you know, it's just one of those where you had to plan a little bit and
get there.
Yeah.
What about, like, was it part of your high school? Like, was it like a high school team or was this like a club
team? So this was a club team. Okay. They had like a rough high school league that, you know, it wasn't actually like a high school sport, gotcha. But it was like more of like a high school club team. But most of the high schools had, you know, a team.
Okay.
They didn't usually have like a varsity or a JV. It was usually just like one. I think it's a little more put together now. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, back in, you know, 07 and stuff like that. So,
And it was an all girls team.
This was an all girls team.
Okay.
So they, and that was an issue too, is that like they had girls, but we were a pretty wide age span. And so that was, you know, the issue is that like they would have to play to whoever was the oldest. So gotcha. We would have, you know, me at 14, but we might have 12-year-olds on the team, you know, gotcha. So, you know, or, you know, an 11-year-old. And so that's just, they just knew that they had to play up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is not always a bad thing. Like sometimes you always play like to the best player.
Right.
These like
right.
younger kids are trying to, you know, be as, you know, catch up to the older kids.
Right.
So it's not always a bad thing.
No.
But I can also say, like, a little 11-year-old, you're like, oh, my God.
Well, yeah, because, I mean.
And size-wise, there's a huge big difference.
Well, because, I mean, like, when I was in eighth grade, I was, like, 5'8", you know, 5'9". And, like, some of these other girls who hadn't hit anything yet, it was, like, I was huge compared to them. Yeah.
Well, and what made you decide to be the goalie? Was that just kind of how
I played soccer for 25 years and I was a goalie in soccer. And so that was pretty similar movements with like the shuffling and the squatting and like, you know, using your hands, you know, so it transferred pretty well.
Yeah.
And so, that was like, you know, I joined because they kind of needed more players and they were like, oh, you can skate, you want to play? And so that's kind of like because like we were at the rink anyways for my brother who played. And so it was like one of those, you know, so just kind of like transferred in and
Was your brother a goalie?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah,
that really is genetic.
It is.
It's just like meant to be.
And he's left-handed like Danny, so that's like, you know, we have gone when we go back, my dad just keeps giving us, you know, his
more
equipment.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
So he thinks it's like, "Oh, I've got Uncle Jamie's stick," you know, things like that. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
Did your parents have any hockey background? Like did they ever play hockey?
Not really. Okay. No. So that was just like he got with some friends and the friends played hockey and my brother, my older sister and I all played soccer and my parents really tried to get him to play soccer and it just didn't click. And so they could, you know, he was just kind of, you know, the youngest and just kind of got drug around to places until he found hockey. And then it was like, oh, okay. So here's your sport. Like, yeah.
We talk a lot about on the podcast, like in the South, how, you know, people always wonder, like, how did you get into hockey? Because it's just not a big sport here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, being in a more northern state, it makes sense that your brother would have other friends that played hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of an easier transition. And it's a little bit more accessible in the north.
Yeah.
So, you know, here we always talk about, like, we have a challenge of getting people into hockey, figuring out what the hell to do because, I mean, we just, it's just not
the
norm here.
Right.
So we kind of struggle with that.
And it's even, like, it's not even set up where, like, Dick's Sporting Goods.
No.
Right.
You know what
like,
I mean?
If we need anything,
it's either the
pro shop.
The pro shop, or you're fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm like, you know, I get, like, the online shops, you know, on all them, but it's like, then they charge, like, $13 shipping automatically.
Right.
It's like, come on,
guys.
You can't
try anything on.
No.
Like, Chinese new skates. And so do we need to drive to Atlanta and go to hockey?
Well, you were talking about you just wanted a new bag, and every time you're there, the pro shop's closed. Like,
yes.
At our ring, she's like, I can't even get a bag.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not their fault. Like, I know they can't just be open all the
time.
Right.
Right. But, yeah.
You have no other option.
Yeah.
You know?
So they don't have those at Academy.
Right.
Yeah. What'd you say about Academy?
I said they don't have those at Academy.
No,
that's
they don't.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Probably like, it's not even just like a,
but,
you know, just like a small,
yeah.
Just want a sliver.
Yeah.
But
they've got some lacrosse stuff now. So
right.
I'm like, can we get some hockey stuff
that's
too?
Right.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I know. Well, well, that's cool. And so it sounds like, again, you kind of had that background. And then I guess you kind of had to teach your husband because he didn't play hockey. He had no
knowledge of hockey. So we would watch you know, NHL, like we're big Blues fans from being in the area. Yeah. And so he just, you know, loved watching, you know, and he's like, okay, let's do this. And then, you know, the rules aren't like, you know, rocket science. So he was able to catch on pretty well. And then, but just teaching him, you know, like how to put the equipment on and, you know, and it's even changed, you know, and we might get onto this, but the equipment's changed so much in the last 20 years, from when like I played to where I was like, wait, what does this strap do? And
I didn't even think about that. Like how it's evolved and technology and just
the safety and
So, well, and I wouldn't have a clue what to do with goalie equipment because it's so much more padded and everything.
The only thing I was like laid on their belly and they like you know, strap it on their back. But well, seeing John, your husband, like at tournaments and practices and things, like it seems that he has taken to like the goalie dad life very well.
That's what he's done. He's very, you know, trying to work with him at home with like angles because at this age that higher level thinking skills is not, you know, it's just like their brain development. Like literally, you know, they're very like it, what they see in front of them, you know, they're not thinking like the next step. And so that's what like trying to get him to understand, you know, different angles, how to cut things off and like trying to show him visually like, if, hey, if you're moving forward, even though it doesn't seem like it, you're making the goal look smaller behind you, you know, things like that.
See, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Because and then, you know, I don't know. Will you guys be 10U next year or are you still 8U?
Chip will.
Okay. Yeah. So like that's the big thing is that in 10U, in tournaments, they play with the big nets. League, they play with the little nets. So, you know, trying to have him understand that, you've got your shoulder on the post and your skate where it should be, but in a big net, you're still tiny.
Yeah.
So you've got this whole side. So you've got to like scoot your body over just a smidge to where you can get to that post, but you're also, and then like his thing,
I'm
like,
not smart enough for this.
This is stressing me out.
You know, and he was having issues with the Southern Elite Tournament in Nashville because he would, like, he would block it with his blocker and he'd put it in the net.
Oh, like he would knock it into the net.
Thinking he was knocking it over the post, but the net is hitting him in the back of the head.
Okay, because it's taller.
So we were talking, we were trying to explain, like, between games, we're like, all right, you have to remember in tournaments, you have to push out. Not up.
Gotcha.
You know, because like normally he just goes over his head with it because it just goes over the net.
Yeah.
But here he was putting it in the net.
Oh, gosh.
On accident.
This is hard. Yes. That's hard. That's hard. A hard transition.
There's so much to it. I feel like, I mean, this is so like elementary, but I feel like people get kind of a bad understanding of goalies because we've watched like the Mighty Ducks and you look at Goldberg and he's just like the biggest kid and like he's not, I don't say he's not athletic, but he's not as athletic. And so everybody's like, oh, for a goalie, you just got to stand in the net and block it. You just need to be like a big kid.
Well, then you see Danny who's not.
Yeah.
He's so little.
He has to be so fast.
Yes. And that's his thing. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, being the goalie is probably the most athletic and the most like mentally strategic, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's like one of the most important parts of the hockey. And I just feel like it gets kind of a bad rap because you're like, oh, well, you just got to be a big kid and stand in the net and catch it, you know?
Right,
like, that's just not it. And I think maybe some kids get into like, oh, yeah, I want to be the goalie. And then they get in and they're like, oh, shit, I don't want to do this.
That's happened a lot,
Because it's so much.
Yeah, because, you know, it's just, it's about finding your edge and how to slide and, you know, things like, and you're using muscles that you don't even know you have in your legs. And So, yeah, but that's like his, you know, we've talked about that and that, like, he doesn't have the size that, like, even, like, some of the younger kids do, you know, in U8. And so, like, he's, we've talked about how, like, you've got to be in your position where you have your glove out to make yourself look as big as possible. And then his biggest thing is the speed. Like, he's he has to get there and he's got to get back up. And that's what he really, you know, has been working on a lot with is being quick because he is smaller. So he is able to get up really fast compared to some of the bigger kids who really do struggle. And, you know, the teams, we've noticed that, like, they figure out which goalie can't get up because they'll, you know, shoot it off them and then the rebound is right there because they can't move. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games. And unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you. Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
So, you know, being a goalie mom, I feel like there's a, like, we talk about the physical game. Like, it's very physical. You know, you have to work with angles and you have to be, you know, athletic and get up fast and be big. That's one thing I remember when we played AU last year. We would stand next to each other at the glass, and I feel like we were buddies. Like, we would stand next to each other. But
you can't sit down.
That's right. I know. I love being at the glass.
Nervous energy.
That's right. Even with my little baby, I'd be like screaming, and her head would be, you know, my head shaking, baby syndrome. But you always would be like, you know, be big. And, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like just that support and, you know, really encouraging him, like, that's very important.
Yeah.
And that seems like something you really try to do for him.
Well, that's a, like, because, like, you know, even I played for all those years, but, like, we weren't great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, we were the first all-female team that Springfield ever had.
Aww,
you know, like,
cool.
So,
yeah,
like, and
awesome.
Girls had played before, but they would just be, like, on the boys' team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So we were the first, like, all-girl team. And so we would be up with, go to these tournaments in either St. Louis or Chicago, and, like, these chicks had been playing, you know, Wisconsin.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, this had been like the fourth generation of, you know, girls playing in their family, you know, so it was like,
yeah,
you know, up there. And so we would just get smoked, you know. And so, like, and that's what I try to explain to him. It's like, I understand, like, getting 40 to 50 shots a game and losing, you know, 10-0, like, and it, like, and what it feels like. And so, like, we're just talking, like, trying to go through that with him, and that, like, there's, and, you know, I think this summer when we did Southern Elite, it was mainly just for him to get, like, his first taste of 10U, you know, and we might do it next year. I don't know. But you know what I mean? Like, that was, like, the main point.
Mm-hmm.
And to be in the big nets, full ice, even though he's not skating full ice, it's like, you know, at this age, making sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're, like, way down there.
Yeah.
It's like a different world.
Right.
Down at the net.
It's a long way.
Yeah. And, so just making sure you're still paying attention and having that, you know, constant, like, in the game moment. And they had the first day in Nashville, they had a 7 a.m. game.
That's
and then
rough.
We played at 4:30.
Oh, gosh.
So it was like, I mean, a full school day between.
Yeah.
And so we kind of, like, struggled with, do we make him chill?
Yeah.
Or do we let, and then he's lethargic.
Right.
Or do we let him play mini hockey sticks with the boys and kind of, not jack around, but, you know, move around and then make him kind of calm down. And then, excuse me, he might be tired, but he still has his energy up. So that 4:30 game, I think, was, you know, they lost because they all played very lethargic because they were very tired. But it was a really good mental game for him because he was tired. He did, you know, they had just played that morning, you know, all that jazz, but they ended up losing. And at the end of the game, he's like, I didn't do very good. And we were like, but why?
Yeah.
And he's like, I just, you know, he realized that he wasn't trying. Like, there's a difference between losing when the team is better and you're giving your full effort compared to when you know that you're not giving your full effort. And he knew that was the first game that he realized, like, you know, and then we just told him, we're like, we're not mad at you, but we know that that wasn't your best. That doesn't make us thrilled either. And he, you know, after that, it was kind of like, oh, okay. Like,
that,
you know.
That shows a lot of maturity on his part, I think, to recognize, you know what? That was not my best game because I wasn't giving it.
Well, and that's what we told him, you know, like, were you in your ready position? No. Did you have your glove up? No. I'm like, you know, so it was just like, I just told him, I said, it's just those small things that show that you weren't in the game.
Right.
To where, like, you weren't giving your, you know, and that's what we kind of tell him even with, like, school. It's like, as long as, like, we see you're trying.
The effort.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that effort. And if it's still coming hard, then we'll get some more help. But it's like, and that's like here, it's like, no, like, there was no, you know, and that was like a big game for him.
You weren't giving your 100%.
Right.
And I think as parents, that's where I get really frustrated is like, I know you can do better.
Yes.
And it's different because like on the 8U team, like we played some teams that were better than us and we weren't, not we weren't sad, but we expected to kind of lose. But when they were out there and they were just kind of half-assed doing it, yeah, kind of like, I'm like,
no,
you might not be the best, right, but you're going to try as hard as you can try. Right. So that's hard.
And that's, and so the next day it was like, totally different, and he like realized it was like this like light bulb moment, awesome. Like, you know, and so that was really nice. And but you know, that's like I've tried like with the games, you know, to sit down and be, I'm not one of those parents, I figured out like and I know that like he cannot hear us very well, if at all, you know,
still.
And so, you know, but you know, just reminding, because you know, we are, you know, not like we have to remember that he is 8.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he's going to be 9 in September, but you know, it's like, he's still like, you know, isn't always focused all the way. Yeah. And that like, you know,
still a little kid. It's
still, yeah. Right. Yeah. But
we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
We put these high expectations and we're like, gosh, they're babies.
And that's like, you know, he comes to us with all of these high expectations himself, you know, and that like, you know, and I don't know about your boys, but like right now, all of his eggs are in the NHL basket.
Yeah,
like all of them.
That's what we're
doing. You know, like, okay, that's, you know, there's no other.
NHL friends, player.
Right. Oh, that's what, you know, he's like explained that, you know, he's going to either go to Minnesota, Michigan, or Boston College because that, those, you know, and then we'll eventually have to get like a house in Canada.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's got this all figured out. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do in college? He's like, well, I'm going to play hockey. And I'm like,
well, they do make you get a degree as well,
like a business, or at least work towards,
he's like,
one.
Well, no, like, communication. You know, he'll say things, you know, like, well, like, you know, some of the, you know, like Joseph Wool and some of the other, you know, goalies. Well, they only went for like 1 or 2 years.
And then they got drafted. So he's not worried about that.
And that's where we're at in our life.
Gotcha.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Go for it, kid.
That's what I was like. Nice.
Dream big dreams.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And that's what I was just like, okay. But, you know, and so it's like we're trying to, and I think you guys are probably at the same point, find that line of like pushing him hard and not being the crazy parent, quote unquote.
Right. Yeah.
And like, you know, being at the rink every day, like, you know, for this training and that practice, because, you know, 10U, I'm looking at her, is a whole different ballgame.
I'm scared. I wish we had another year.
I mean, we start in July.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The end of July is like, you know, and I mean, I think we're at the rink every weekend in September.
Oh, gosh.
For blitz weekends. So you have 4 practices, 2 a weekend, plus the 2 during the week.
So as a mom, like, again, the goalie position is very important, and there's a lot of pressure on the goalie. Have you ever had like an instance where someone in the crowd has been like said something rude or like been kind of nasty about him missing, you know,
so
let him get a goal or something?
I think at this age still, not quite yet. I mean, you can tell like when it's his fault and people are like,
mm.
You know, but we try to be like very supportive / open, like, dude, like, you know, that was you. You got to get back in the game.
Yeah,
you know, like,
right,
you know, making sure he accepts that responsibility,
right,
because it is such a mental, you know, like we're trying to get that mental toughness early into him. And luckily, like his goalie coaches, you know, like with Austin and Hayden, like they do really good job of like helping with that aspect too.
Yeah.
But explaining like, you know, this is, you know, you have a huge responsibility and you chose to do this, so you have to step up. And, you know, I think right now parents are very still like, oh, they're young, you know, some of them.
Our kids are doing dumb stuff too.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, or, you know, and that's like, luckily, and I don't know if it's like our organization, because I mean, I've seen some people's organizations where I'm like, oh, I'm glad I don't play for that team.
Yeah.
You know, but like, you know, we have really great parents, even in like with the 10U so far, that if like their kid, like he's being shot on because you're not back.
Right.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Everybody's
like everybody has,
it's,
you know,
the
been, that's the whole
team.
And so they're like, you know, so we've had a lot, you know, some parents get on their kids hard. I'm like, oh, it's okay. You know, like, you know, it's not like entirely, you know, and so that's, you know, been very like our experience so far, but I know it's probably coming, and that would be like where you just have to like, you know,
block it out.
Yeah. And, you know, because in most likely, hopefully, like, he doesn't hear it, you know, because I mean, I've been there too, where it's like, yeah, that's definitely on me, but.
And you know it. Like, you don't need someone screaming at you.
And that's what I have to remind, like, John a lot of times, like, he knows that, like, you know, and so it's more of like, instead of being like, hey, you're supposed to be on that, it's like, hey, get your skate on the pole, like the post, like that. Don't forget your skate on the post, or make sure you, because like right now he's still, I mean, he just broke 60 pounds. Yeah. You know, his biggest issue is getting his glove up because it weighs a quarter of what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so, and keeping it up because it's that like muscle and, you know, that tricep to keep his glove up.
Yeah.
So that whole, you know, and because a lot of times he'll rest it on his pad. Because it's heavy, you know, and so that's, you know, the biggest, don't forget to get your glove up, ready position, you know, and he knows, like, when we say that, that he has to get, you know, he's not getting his glove up and things like that, so.
Just kind of take more of, like, encouraging, like, an encouraging approach,
and
as opposed to,
like,
what
you
are you doing?
Yeah. Right, because, or explaining, like, hey, like, that went in because your shoulder wasn't there, like, you know, make sure you are doing that.
Well, and I think it's neat, you kind of have an advantage because you've played that position. Mm-hmm. So you can actually give constructive criticism, but you can, you know, say, this is what you need to do differently.
Right.
Whereas I watch it and I can, you know, armchair quarterback it all day long, but I don't have a clue what I'm talking about.
He knows hockey
way better than I do.
Me too. I was yelling at Stealth on Tuesday and Cody was like, no, he's supposed to be doing that. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Sorry.
I'll be like,
you're doing good, Daddy. I'm sorry. But yeah, because like we've talked with this a bunch. Like we're figuring this out. We never played hockey. We've watched it, whatever, and we learn every day. But yeah, like the coaching from you is a lot more valid than maybe what we say.
Yeah.
But also kids don't always listen to their parents. So I know that's why y'all do some outside coaching.
Yes.
Because, you know, what kid wants to listen to their mom
and
dad?
Well, and that's like this. I mean, it's like doing homework with them. You know what I mean? Like
it's
you know, so we'll go over stuff and, you know, remind him, especially like if we're at a tournament, like between games or at the hotel, like we'll go over some, not necessarily drills, but like, okay, remember, what would Austin say? You know, I try to always put like their names into it and not me.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's like the same thing.
I've already said this.
Yes. But if I say, you know, their name on it, it's a little different. But, you know, so, and just like, just remind, because he know, it's like the other kids, like they know what they're supposed to be doing. It's just remind, you know.
Right. They're kids. They need reminders.
Yeah. I need reminders and I'm an adult.
same.
Yes.
Well, this is a good transition. You were talking about like the equipment. So I know we kind of mentioned this earlier, but the equipment that you had compared to the equipment now, I mean, I guess it's a little bit different because you kind of knew what to expect as far as like cost and things like that. But is that a shock? Like, is if you were to tell other moms, like, just is that something they should prepare for?
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Equipment? So I, you know, clearly I love a deal,
right?
And so like we don't buy, and like I think eventually. Probably, and I'm, you know, 12, 14 is maybe when we might start buying, like, okay, you can get new pads, you know, but, you know, or like after that, because that's, I mean, they're just growing so much and that, so we got lucky and like, I got on Facebook when he said he did the, oh, they had like, try goalie for free.
Okay.
And it was like the Huntsville coaches came down and there was the Birmingham coaches and they did this. So we did that, and that's when it was like, that's when I knew my life was over.
Yeah.
I hung up the white flag. I was like, okay, I'll stop trying to resist.
Surrender.
And so I got on Facebook, and I found a lady who was selling all of her son's stuff in like a huge lot. And he hadn't played. It was like right around, you know, 2020 when COVID happened, and they shut down. They never got back into it, she said. And his stuff was like, you know, Vaughn and like Nate, like really good stuff. So that's what we got that. And then we found out his pads were like a smidge big because like they've like changed how some of the numbers are and how you like, you know, and so I'm like, what? You know, and so luckily the rink had some that we could borrow. So we're not like, you know, but now he's in those new pads now and hopefully will be for, you know, at least another year or so.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what like, I don't know if it's like, you know, our club is pretty small. And so like, luckily we have like that trade and sale, mm-hmm. you know, on Facebook. So some of the older goalies are getting ready their skates. And so, you know, they're $500 skates. So, you know, they're asking $200 for them. So I'm like, right here. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, sold. And especially like right now, it's kind of hard to meet up with people because it's summer. But then I'm like, I will get you, like, yes. the next time we can get together, like, yeah. keep those for me, you know. And we try to, you know, I know, like, they're like, oh, big equipment can rub and stuff like that. But we always try to, like, go up a size when yeah. we buy stuff, minus skates, because that's, you know, a little
right.
different.
Right.
But, like, his chest protector, I think, is, like, a large... And he's not a large child.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah.
so it's like just like cinching it down and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that so that he can grow into it. He really likes having like shorter pants okay. with his pads. So like we have a smaller pair of pants for goalie and a, like a longer pair of pants for player, because when he puts the smaller ones on, you can definitely tell when he's a player.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
he just doesn't like how they sit up, you know, they don't yeah. sit as low, yeah. you know, some things like that.
Some preferences on how it fits.
But yeah, just being like very thrifty with it, knowing how to like clean it and make sure it's drying, you know, things yeah. like that. But I mean, just some of the difference, like I remember when he first, when we were first putting these new pads on, I was like, what is this string? Because okay. like there's like a leather strap that connects it underneath your skate. And that's always been there. Like you have to have something.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin's like, oh, that's the new like ankle protector toe. I don't know what it's called, toe string or something like that. So it's a piece of like string, or sometimes it's like has a Velcro on it, but it goes under onto their skate and then it goes under and over. And it's to make sure like the pad doesn't like get underneath your ankle and stuff, which I'm like, oh,
that's
so my,
nice.
yeah, didn't have that one.
Yeah.
like,
yeah. Oh,
like, I guess my ankles are fine. Yeah. you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. just some things like that and like different, you know, clips and things like that that are just yeah. easier, and like the different way they have like the pads on the sides, you know, just things are different than they were before, and it's yeah. just like, you know, definitely evolved in a good way, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's a positive thing that it's yeah. they're trying to be yeah. as safe as possible.
Yeah,
the neck guards or thing.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, and that's
neck
what like
protectors,
yeah, so we have to get one of those too, because even goalies have to wear the neck guards
you
now.
Know,
yeah,
different. Well, and I just think, coming from a person that does nothing about goalie, I would think that you would just need to find that community. Like, if you think your mm-hmm. kid's interested in goalie, like, find
yeah.
another goalie mom and just
yeah.
start asking questions.
Yeah.
Because it's a whole new world. And, like, I mean, the skates and the stick and the helmet. I mean,
right.
everything is different.
Oh, yeah. And that's, like, we just had a new helmet done for him for his birthday.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So, it was just painted for his birthday.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
So, yeah. Well, I mean,
see it.
I know. You guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
So right now, Danny is at like a modern, was it modern goaltending
mm-hmm.
camp? Shout out to those guys.
Yeah.
But is that something that you want to continue to do, like camps and lessons and things like that? Do you think that's important?
I think it's, if you're going to do something like, and, you know, I see it like with baseball and football, like you have to have that, you know, and when I did it with soccer, those extra little trainings, because practice is fine, but practice in my mind is like figuring out how to work together as a team.
Yeah,
you do like the drills and the conditioning, you know, like things like that. But it's all about like figuring out, like passing to this person
your
and
place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where on the ice they're going to be, you know, things like that. And that's when he gets, you know, more of like the game type stuff, like mm-hmm. shooting. But I think that having the extra trainings is key to just like the, not just the mental, but like the physical, like being able to know how to do the right pushes
mm-hmm.
and find the edge of your, you know, of your skate and things like that, that, you know, you don't want to be figuring out in a game.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the time to
really
right.
hone in on that skill.
And, well, and, that. See, and that's what like they can, you know, I told them before that like he struggles with high shots
mm-hmm.
like that's, and you know, and like going back to like the mental thing, they're only 8 and like explaining to him that like you have got to just wait that 1 second
yeah.
before they shoot. Because if you go down that 1 second, they're going to hit you high yeah. every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, that has actually improved greatly. Like telling him just like breathe and then react.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
you've got to, and then like with the extra trainings, they can work on things like that. Like the hand-eye coordination where like actually being able to see the puck, you know, and that's what we try to explain to him. Like when somebody says like, did you see the puck? They're like, did you see it come into your yeah. glove? You know, right. and you're not just like closing your eyes and putting your hand yeah. up. Like
open it.
What I would do. Right?
yeah. And like, you know, and also getting past, you know, one of the, a mental block he got was he got hit. I think it was... and his arm or somewhere where there was just like no padding
yeah.
with a puck.
Yeah.
And I mean, it bruised. I mean, he was fine, you know, yeah. but then he started flinching.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I thought John was going to come out there and just start throwing hockey pucks at his face, you know, until he stopped flinching, you know, yeah. because, and that's what he just kind of explained to him, like, it's going to happen. Like you're right. going even, yeah. you know, and I think it helps too when like Hayden and Austin explain, like, you're going to get a puck on the soft spots. Like you're going to, it's going to happen. Like you can't have pads everywhere, but the majority of you is covered.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you, we keep telling them, if you come at them with your front, everything's covered.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's, you know, when you get one, you know, off like the kidney area, you know, yeah. stuff like that, where there's not much padding yeah. back there.
And you don't forget those, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Those are, yeah. like those can be.
And so that was kind of getting past that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just letting it hit you and you'll be fine.
I can yeah. see John, like, taping him up to, like, a goal and just, like, just plummeting. Like, that would be awesome.
Because I think, like, you know, as the dad, you know, he was like, he would rather him get scored on than flinch. Right. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, right. he was like, yeah, he's like, don't tough. You, yeah, don't, yeah. don't you flinch.
Gotta be tough.
Yeah, yeah. exactly.
Yeah, gotta be tough. I remember we were at one tournament in Atlanta and
oh god,
tournament. But I don't know what Danny was doing, but John was on the ground. He's like, you need to, you know, like he was like punching on his pads.
Yeah.
And you need to get down there and you need to block those. And I mean, it was just so funny. It was really, really well, sweet.
And,
really,
and I think that was the game that he was trying to explain to him, that like, you just because you're a goalie doesn't mean you stand there and take it.
Right. He was yeah. trying to be more aggressive. But,
yes. And,
like, and
that's when he realized.
His spot and, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so that since that game, he's yeah. realized that he can literally push them in the back
yeah.
out of the crease. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you can do like.
Be more aggressive. Yeah. Not aggressive, but, you know, be more aggressive in getting them out of your spot. Yeah. Well, and I think about what you were saying, like where he was having issues like with the high spots, like, you know, our boys, like the players, they're taught to look at those cues at the goalies. Yeah. Like everybody's working against each other. So
right.
it's hard because, you know, we're teaching stealth, like, you know, you want to go top shelf and you want right. to get it up there because that's harder for goalies.
Uh-huh.
And so, and like, so you're teaching, you know, Danny, like, you got to watch those. So everybody's kind of trying to get an edge and
play the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Play the game. And that's what makes it so fun. And like, I love other sports, don't get me wrong, but I think with hockey, it's so hard to score.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it fun when you do score.
Yeah. Right.
But
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like mentally, I don't know if I would be a good goalie mom because it would be really hard to just to see that. So, I mean, you, again, you have the experience, but to just stay calm and
right.
you know, strong-minded yourself and coach him through that. I feel like it
yeah.
takes special people to be able to do that.
Oh. Thanks. Yeah, but yeah.
And a special kid to be able to handle
heck
that
yeah.
pressure.
That's right. I wouldn't want to be hit with pressure.
Yeah.
And how do you even, do you practice at home? I mean, because like our boys can practice at home because they can just shoot into the net, but it's a little harder when
well,
you're
and
going.
That's what, like, you know, people are like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, so there's like things you can do with like tennis balls for reaction.
Yeah.
We haven't really got into that. You know,
yeah.
they've got these cool like light buttons that you can like adhere to your walls, you know, that like mm-hmm. will light up and they have to react and stuff. But like he just does like the same things. Like
yeah.
he does like some stick handling.
Yeah.
He's running around, you know, he'll be goalie against John in our wood floor. And I'm like, can we not?
Yeah.
Like that looks like it hurts.
Yeah.
like, yeah. You know, no pads, nothing, you know? And so, you know, that's just doing some stuff like that. And like lacrosse helps with like
yeah.
the hand-eye coordination mm-hmm. and the running and things like that.
Yeah.
That
well, we've talked about that before. At this age, I feel like it is just working on hand-eye coordination in multiple
yeah.
different ways and
yeah.
endurance.
Yeah.
You know, I guess goalie, you don't have to worry about endurance quite as much, but still he's having to stand there and hold
yeah.
this thing up and get down and get up. So I think, you know, any other sports or even, like you said, shooting baskets outside, even if he has no intention of ever being on a court again.
Don't put him back on the court.
It's still helping hand-eye coordination and endurance and strength. And
for sure.
Yeah.
So. It's all that well-roundedness of being an athlete. Because, you know, like we've even said, like other sports complement each other. And, you know, just because you're not playing hockey, if you're playing football and you're running, like you're gaining endurance. Like you're able to be a very well-rounded athlete. And I have seen a few videos of the modern goaltending camp. And, I mean, like, they're running. They're stretching. Oh, they're working out. I mean, it's
They had a fast yesterday from, like, midnight until 9. And they were doing some sort of, like, body testing and stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty legit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, again, it goes back to, like, everybody thinks, oh, you're just a goalie and you got to stay in there and, you know, just block it. But there's just so much more to it.
Yeah.
And
I told Caitlin Lotz that they needed to record the life coach session today with the younger ones to see how that went.
I need that session.
They have a life coach there today for them. And I was just like, oh, I can just see Danny being like, so do you have any cats?
Like, it's like going over his head. And they're like really getting into it. They're like, so what's your favorite
color? Jim will be, what's your favorite food?
Does anybody have any questions?
As he comes running out, he's like, I ate 3 bananas today. I was like, great. Yeah. Can we not do that again?
Because
you're not going to poop for a week.
Right.
I said, 1 banana today.
Yeah. That's switch it. To apples after that.
See, the stuff you don't think about.
Because I never told him that you don't eat more than 1 banana a day.
Well, you never thought that would come up.
I didn't think
you ever thought that would be a problem.
You know, they had them, you know, they just have fruit and stuff available for them all, you know, whenever they want it. And he's just like, let's see how many bananas I can eat all day.
That's hilarious.
It is funny. So I feel like in the South, you know, we kind of talk about it. Again, we've talked about this before. In the South, we don't have as many resources. We don't have as many, you know, things available to kids, especially probably goalie kids, because they're few and far between. I know in the 8U with the red team, I think there's a little boy that's kind of trying to work towards being the goalie, but you know, you don't have a team unless you have a goalie. So what do you feel like is important in our area to keep, you know, keep the goalies kind of filtering through? Does that make sense?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, we are probably one of the luckiest Southern areas because of the relationship that, like, our junior bulls have with the actual bulls. The big bulls. because, I mean, Pensacola, Georgia, I mean, Columbus, they don't have that. We found out that a birthday party can cancel their practices.
I've heard that too.
I've heard that. That's crazy.
Because
it's bigger money maker.
Yeah, I guess. And so that's what I'm just like, they, you know, they struggle, you know, so then I see like us in Huntsville who have those close relationships with the pro teams is that's like the biggest thing. And like having, you know, modern goaltending in Birmingham is huge, even though, you know, I mean, they're just coming on, like, I think their second year, they're doing a camp in Florida, you know, like they're spreading out, trying to get more. And I think that is the biggest thing is that like having the people who want to coach.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have the goalie coaches, I mean, I could, you know, that's the thing, like, you know, we have a great, you know, Brandon is a great 10U coach.
Right.
But like, he's like, you're doing a good job. Like,
you know,
and you know, and he's got the information he's learned. Yeah. And so he's going to guide Danny as much as he can, but it's having those experienced coaches who are wanting to coach.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. It's like, And I think that's where a lot of teams struggle is that they just don't have the coaches, you know, who want, you know, or they might have adults who know what they're doing, but they're like, oh, you know, it is kind of hard to coach. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, going through all the trainings and things like that. But if you don't have the coaches, then it's hard to get the kids to play.
Yeah.
I also think that, like, with the rink at Pelham, that, like, they have a great used equipment.
Yeah.
And so that's, like, you know, we have to get the pads we were borrowing back. But, like, you know, that way somebody else can borrow.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, so that like, they're not expecting you to buy all this equipment.
Right.
right away. Yeah, if you don't even know. And so that's like, and that's just from people donating equipment. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we've given them some pants and things like that. Cause I'm like, okay, like if they have, the, you know, and that's what, with the little kids, the little Toros, you know,
right.
even though they're not goalies, stuff. It's just getting them in,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm. I know when we played house this year, there was one little boy that wanted to try goalie for some reason, and they had the stuff, and they're like, okay, let's suit him up. Yeah. I don't know if it stuck, and he really wanted to continue, but how are you supposed to know if you can't try?
Yeah.
So, like, kind of what you were saying, like, try goalie for free. I've seen try hockey for free.
Yeah,
but,
that was just like, I don't know if they did it again this year or not, but it was,
sure.
yeah.
But that would be something good to continue if they need to, you know.
I remember it was it was in the spring because then we had all summer because I told him that if he was going to be goalie that, like, you have to have lessons. Like, you're not just going to go out there
and
wish you luck like they did with you for the parent league. No.
Right, I know, right? That's right.
Get out there.
Yeah.
Put on the gear. You'll be fine.
That's right. No big deal.
You know, and so that's what I told him. So I remember he practiced all summer and then he tried out for the travel team, you know, as a goalie because I told him, I said, you're not just going to go out there and never have done, you know, you did this one little thing in April. Like, that's not...
We have to this is a commitment. Yeah. We have to continue
Yes.
on.
And so and he knows that too. Like, you got to, there's always somebody. And that's like the other thing is like learning... teaching him relationships with the other goalies, even though, like, they're... like
in competition with
correct.
Each other.
Yeah.
And that's, like, you know, a hard, you know, because, like, at this age, they're just all friends. You know what I mean? And that's, I'm saying that, like, you know, you have to work harder than, you know, so-and-so because they're gunning for your spot, too.
Yeah.
And that's, like, as, like, a parent, it's hard, like, a relationship that I've, like, tried to teach, like, my husband, too. It's, like, okay, like... we have to be friends with everybody. Like, even though their son's trying out for our position too, like, we're going to be with these people for years. So you might as well, like, support each other and each other's kids, even though, like, your kid and my kid are competing for the same thing, you know.
One thing Emily and I talked about in one of our previous episodes is, like, keeping your eyes on your own page, and that's really hard. And, like, that comparison factor is hard. And I know one thing we try to tell Stealth and is, like, you need to be him. Like, you need to be, without a doubt, the best one out there so that no one can say, oh, he doesn't deserve to be here.
Right.
Like, if you want to be playing and have no question, then you need to work harder than anybody else. Which, I get he's seven. He's like, okay. And then he goes and looks on his iPad. But, you know, I think those conversations early on, and I think that will filter into... you know, when they get to be adults, because when you get jobs, like, there's competition everywhere.
Right.
So you have to be prepared to work hard and be the best.
Right.
And then there's no doubt that you deserve to be where you're at.
Right. And that's why I just keep telling them, like, you have to put in the time and you got to put in the effort if you want to do what you're saying you want to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're saying you want to do, like, you know, where you want to go to college for hockey. Not, you know, no education.
He doesn't care about that.
Yeah. Hockey you know, and, you know, like, you have, like, all these... like a dream, you know, the only person who can become better is, like, you. You know what I mean? And if you don't put in the work, like, it's on you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this person might be faster and, you know, all this jazz, but you got to work just as hard and harder. And so that's what, like you've said before, like, I could literally have him at the rink every day and he'd be like, all right, what time's, you know, but at the same time, it's that whole balance of, like,
let's be a kid too.
Yes, exactly. And
you have a life as well.
Also, what? We do?
You have a life too, Megan. Just so you know. Guess you forgot.
Yeah.
It's not all about hockey. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I feel like, I know we've talked about this. Like, Danny, we loved him being on our AU team.
Yes.
And we were really sad for him to go. And, I mean, he was a really good goalie. Even when our team was not so great.
Yeah.
I mean, he kept the score lower.
Yeah.
He definitely kept it from being a blowout.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danny. Yeah. But, and again, like, even though you're on 10U and eventually, you know, next year Chip will be on 10U, but these relationships that we've built have been really special to us, and we love our hockey family.
Yes.
So we're happy to have everybody. But any last things that you want, any advice, anything you want to say about being a goalie mom or anything?
Just got to... have that tough skin and, you know, and you got to plan ahead. So that's what, like, we even have, like, even a hockey account, you know what I mean? Like,
Lord.
Things like that, you know, like, you know, because, like, you know, we always think about, because it's so expensive, you know, like, okay, like, how can we plan for, you know, the traveling and, like, the hotels and things like that. So it's like, I mean, I think we do like $50 a paycheck, and yeah. You know,
that's so smart.
Yeah,
we might need to start doing that.
Yeah,
too.
And I mean, because like I don't know how you know your guys' banks are, but ours will open let us open like savings accounts on the app.
Oh yeah,
you know, and so
yeah.
we just put hockey and we just throw $50 to $100, that's like especially really if I know like, you know, we're going to be traveling so much in this month, we put more in, and that way it's there. And
you're
if we
stressed.
Well, and that's like if we. Feel we're fine, then we're fine. Or yeah. if we're like, okay, we might feel like, oh, we need to move some over, then we're good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be my biggest thing is like planning ahead financially so that you're not caught. Because it's like...
That's really smart. Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, Prime Days just happened. So it's like what I could, you know, that $50 I spend on like, God knows what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like just... It's having a purpose, it's yes, it's already...
We didn't think about it.
Yeah, and we try to make it as like a bill.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so like
really
it's...
Smart.
You have to pay the hockey account so that...
Right.
Yeah.
We can, like you said, you won't be stressed. And then you can have fun. And John can buy 15 suckers at one of the
Good
one
Lord.
Of the Targets. I'm kidding.
Or like the,
did do that.
You know, it is fun. Like in Nashville, they, you know, they had like a rainforest cafe. And, you
yeah.
know, just things like that where like we don't normally do things. So it's like,
yeah.
you know, planning to do some
Make fun.
Some
fun out of
yeah.
it.
Like while you're already there playing hockey. Kind of make it fun for everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because that's like, I don't know if you guys did like travel sports. Like that's the thing. I mean, I remember the tournaments and I remember winning and I remember
yeah.
losing, but it's like the fun pool
yeah,
times.
Yeah,
and,
yes.
the most
time
fun.
With your teammates.
Yeah. yeah.
Like a little trip almost. Yeah.
Right.
Know?
Out of it.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little vacay.
Yeah.
So, well, we really appreciate you being on our
yes.
podcast.
Thanks
so
for inviting
me.
Yes, you've given us so much good knowledge, and I hope other goalie moms can find this beneficial. And we do have some social media presence, so if you have any more questions, we can pass them on to Megan, and then we can discuss them later. But we hope you enjoyed this episode of Hockey Moms Uncensored.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.